The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to our show.
Are we having fun yet?
We'll find out.
Part two.
You know,
okay. The original version, the first time we did Are We Having Fun Yet, was in 2015. It was on February 18th. So if you want to hear part one, go to February 18th, 2015, but not right now.
But we didn't go back and listen to that before the show to prepare.
We did not.
So I guess we'll just have to have fun with what we have.
Well, see, you don't have to go backwards.
No, you really
in order
don't.
To have fun. So
all you have to do is get here into this moment of your life, into this moment of now. That's why the show is called Being Here, not Doing Here.
And not like reflecting on your life to see whether or not you've gotten to where you want right now.
Right.
It's really, really is about being here. Because when you're here, you're having fun.
And you don't have to take any notes to be here.
You know, you don't have to take notes in order to have fun.
Right.
I actually love the quote we have at the beginning of the description for this show. It's an Albert Einstein quote.
Play is the highest form of research.
In case you haven't noticed, Shai and I finish each other's sentences. It's our style, and we have fun with it.
Yes.
Are you having fun with it yet? Hope so. You know, the easiest way for you to have fun with this show.
I'll tell you when I don't have fun with it.
When?
Was when I'm going somewhere. Where I'm trying to make a point that I think is important. Then if you say something, I annoy myself with that.
Yes.
Yes.
Or if you're listening and you think we're going somewhere and the conversation takes a left or a right turn, you'll annoy yourself.
Right. You always annoy yourself, by the way. You know, circumstance isn't what annoys you. Circumstances happen, and when they happen to be in disagreement with what you prefer, you annoy yourself with it, if you're normal.
Shai and I just got back from a fishing adventure up in British Columbia.
An amazing fishing adventure.
And we had lots of fun.
Yes.
And there were times where we didn't catch fish at all. But, so if our agenda is have fun when I meet my goals,
then you rarely have fun.
But if the entire adventure, being where you are, is what you're taking pleasure in, then you have a steady stream of fun with occasional and bumps of, oh my goodness, that was a fish.
Well, you also have well-being mixed in with that.
If you want well-being today, you may be already experiencing it. Let's talk about how to have that experience grow and deepen.
Through listening. Most of us do not listen. We think about what's being said to see whether we agree with it or disagree with it. Or already, oh, I know that. Already know it. But the reality is that people don't hold in abeyance. That means to set aside their cognitive mind that wants to understand and know and comment on just to hear what another person has to say from their point of view.
We had a conversation last night. It was a conference call with a number of people who have been attending our seminars for some time, and it was quite of a lively conversation. But at some point, we noticed something in particular about the way of listening that was happening for one of the participants, because it was an open mic for all of us, so we could all have a conversation. And whenever we said something, she would say, "Oh, that's true. Oh, yes, that's right. Uh-huh. Okay, yes."
That is not listening. That is agreeing with what's being said when it fits your point of view, when it agrees with what you believe. You can never learn anything new that way, however, because your mind filters out those things it doesn't understand and uses a facsimile, an idea of what it already knows, as though that's what you're saying. So see if you can just relax a little bit and hear what people say, because we have callers calling in today that may be of interest to you, what they have to say, if you listen. Now, here's the other thing. Listening pulls you into the current moment. And if you actually get into the current moment, your life transforms. In an instant, you don't have to do anything.
Now, I know there are a number of people listening to the show right now who... English is not your first language. So in a certain respect, you're ahead of the game, because you really have to tune in to make sure you catch us. If your mind is fast and you think we know what we're saying because English is your first language, slow down a little bit. In fact, as long as I'm here, let me just have a little shout out to all the folks from Dominica who are listening to us. We're really excited that you're with us. And the people in Saudi Arabia and the USA and Germany and Switzerland, all over the world, we really appreciate our listeners. We find it fun to hear where you have been listening from. Shall we take our first caller?
Sure, let's take our first caller.
Cheryl, where are you today?
Erin Shaya. I'm calling from Hong Kong.
Well, welcome.
Wow, thank you for calling from Hong Kong. That's it's half a world away.
Is it midnight there or 1 in the morning?
It's midnight, just after midnight.
Yes.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm so happy we say good morning, afternoon, or evening.
So it's early, early morning for you.
It is, yes. And at the same time, our nighttime, because I'll be going to bed soon after this.
Well, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you.
It's great to be here, and thanks for the opportunity to call in. Your radio shows are always inspirational. I have a question about the topic. Are we having fun yet? I find myself at work to be going off into the future. My boss will be going on maternity leave in a few months' time, and I find myself frequently going to the future and getting really stressed about how busier and how we'll have to step up a bit more and just how stressful it will be. So I stress myself out now rather than have fun.
So let me slow you down for a second, my dear. First off, you haven't a clue as to how the future is going to show up. You know that?
Yeah.
I mean, how did you meet us for the first time?
I read one of your books, and then I was really taken by it, and I just flew out to one of your workshops.
Right. But before you found that, book, did you imagine that life could be as great as it is?
Absolutely not. Not at all.
No. So you can't figure how the future is going to show up. And the other thing is this, thinking that extra work is a problem, that's the problem, the thinking part, the idea that work is somehow bad, that you have to get it over with or through it, rather than enjoy it when you're doing it as though that's what you want to be doing in that moment.
The other thing is, you're looking at your boss as if you're at the bottom of a foothill and she's at the top, and you're trying to imagine how you can do what she does as well as do your current job. But from here, from that perspective, it's going to look difficult, daunting. You'll be like, how does she do it? But when you stand in her shoes actually and are asked to do the tasks and the details of her job, it will become obvious because you'll be the person standing there, the person who's invested with the ability to take care of the details that are needed to be taken care of.
Well, you'll only be able to do that if you stop thinking about your self-imposed limitations, where you tell yourself you're not good enough, you don't know enough.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
That's right. That's what you're doing.
Well, see, when you're talking to yourself about your capabilities, you absolutely limit the fun you have.
And you're not in real time when you're talking about your limitations, because the truth of the matter is, Cheryl, you're incredibly capable. We all are, when we stop telling ourselves a story that we're not. See, we all have these old tape loops, these stories of our inadequacies, our failures. What if you never failed at anything? That each one of the things you didn't succeed at, you didn't want to complete or do. What if it was all perfect?
Yeah, that's a new way of looking at things.
You know, the other thing is, I heard it in your first question, at the very beginning of your question, you said you're having something happen at work. And the way you said work includes what you've internalized about what work means. And you have a very different perspective between work and play. But when you're really, it was one of the things that was fun for me toward the end of our fishing vacation was we were virtually totally off the grid. I sent one Facebook post because Shia caught and released a 40-pound Chinook salmon, and I was so impressed with it, I just couldn't wait. But other than that, I didn't do anything with a keyboard. And I do lots of keyboard work every day, writing and emails. And when I came back to, quote, work, my fingers were flying over the keyboard. It was so much fun. It was not like, oh, God, got to get back to the grind. It was an extension of how I'd been approaching my life.
Day-to-day, moment-to-moment life.
Yeah.
And yeah. You see, you have it in categories, stratified, what you like, what you don't like. See, it's possible to live your life, Cheryl, without complaining about what you have to do. That's an old tape, the one that complains mm-hmm. about what you have to do. If you just do what you have to do, it gets done in an amazingly short amount of time. Yesterday, Ariel and I got so much accomplished.
It was shocking.
It was amazing because we have an upcoming trip to Bolivia, and we had to get equipment for it, and we just went out and did it, including the smallpox.
Yellow fever injections. Yeah. You know, when I was, did you ever say grace at the table as a kid before meals?
Yes, yes.
In my family, we did too. And I'll tell you the one we did because it's so pertinent to this conversation. I still love it. It comes to mind every once in a while, and it has while we were speaking with you. We'd sit down, we'd have that plate of food in front of us, and here was our grace. For things we like to eat, for happy work and play, for flowers, rain, and sunshine sweet, we give our thanks today.
Yeah, that's nice.
Most of us have been trained to be thankful for play. And the idea of happy work is kind of a weird concept.
It's a non-existent concept for most people. Most people, that's why they call it Labor Day. Because, and labor is what you do when you give birth. It's not easy. It's laborious. You know, that's not, if you are there for what you're doing, rather than resisting having to do it or listening to those internal conversations that complain about having to do it, then everything, every moment of your life is play.
Let's go back to these yellow fever shots for a moment. It was a discipline for me not to run forward to think about what it would be like and what the consequences, because there are potential flu-like symptoms all the way up to death if you get it, you know, the shot. Although I imagine...
You know, it's 5 million to 1 or something like that.
Something like that. So the shot itself, I didn't even really feel. I could have tortured myself for, you know, particularly on the ride there, like, oh my gosh. And to bring myself back to what I'm doing is really allowed everything about it to be fun. And you going off to the future about what it'll be like is a way to avoid doing what you have to do right now.
And it will keep you from getting things done. So if you want to be amazingly productive,
you may as well clear your plate now by doing what you have right now rather than thinking about what you're going to have to do
in the future. And and we have another caller.
But we are very short on this, so I had one other thought
on
this.
Oh, go, good, good.
I know we were going to take her, but something just intruded.
Oh, let's listen.
You are also tuning in on your boss, who's getting ready to go on maternity leave. And I would not be surprised, given that we're doing creativity and intuition coming up next,
if she's not a little bit terrified about having
labor.
Labor.
And thinking about, so funny that you were saying that.
Yes.
You know, because we're doing creativity and intuition, and you tune in on her, you could start following her thought processes. So off to the future, afraid of what's coming. Will I be able to handle it? I may not be any good at it. Will I be a good mother? Will I be a good boss while she's gone? So you can recognize that if you don't judge it, three principles. You don't resist it, because if you resist it, you're stuck with it. Second, it's perfect if it's happening. And third, if you see it without judging it, it completes itself.
And loses any hold over you.
And potentially also hold over your boss, if that is her thought process, because your well-being is communicable.
That's right. And it goes over time and space. So it doesn't matter that she's miles away. If you're doing well, she'll feel well. How do you like that?
Yeah, I do actually like that a lot, because separate to what I was about, separate to going off to the future, this week I have been having these sort of flashes of panic and I can't breathe and it's like, where is this coming from? And I actually flashed on that thought. Maybe it's not me. Maybe it's actually her having
a panic attack.
Child.
Yes.
Well, as you remain centered, you become a rock of possibility for her. You know, like a grounding point.
Yes. So we have to go into a break now.
Hey, Cheryl, thanks so much for calling in. Really.
Yeah, thanks so much. It was great talking to you both.
Great. We have other callers holding, so we'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We mentioned creativity and intuition at the end of the last segment.
That's the next workshop we're doing in New York City. The weekend, it's a weekend workshop.
It
Friday
is.
Night, Saturday, and Sunday. And that is the 29th through the 31st of July.
It's going to be amazing.
We have amazing people coming in from all over the planet.
Minnesota, UK, Switzerland, England.
Oh, that's UK. UK.
Germany, Chicago.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
We got people coming from New Jersey. We got people coming from Yonkers. In New York City.
Who knows? Lenore may walk from there. She's practicing for a 39-mile walk.
All right.
Okay, so we have Andrea Holding. You with us?
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Yes, we can hear you very clearly.
Great.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you two?
We're awesome.
Great. We haven't seen you in a while, so but where are you? On the West Coast now?
I am. I'm on the West Coast, and we fly in this weekend. So we'll be on the East Coast as of Sunday.
All right.
My little one's in the background, so I apologize.
Hopefully she's having fun, and hopefully you're having fun with it.
I am. It was actually really cute yesterday. She was pretending to talk to her doctor over the phone, and she got off and said, "The doctor said I need to play more for my boo-boo to heal."
That's great.
I just thought it was so appropriate for this show.
Maybe,
it was really cute.
maybe she's being prophetic. Maybe you need to play more.
I do.
So yes. What can we do for you, Andrea?
A little bit of what my question was around was resolved while I was listening to your conversation with Cheryl. But I think something that I've been thinking and noticing with me is I'm starting a new practice where I live, and I don't know if I'm fighting it or, but there's a struggle around there. I was thinking about how I wish it was more like play.
Well, let's start with this. You've been disagreeing with being on the West Coast from time to time. Is that accurate?
I don't know. I mean, what I struggle with is,
You're thinking a lot.
Like,
you're editing yourself.
Yeah. Oh,
you can't say it wrong. You can't do it wrong.
I mean, I love where we are. It's just far away from, like a city. It's not really developed. And I guess it's hard for me.
May have made the statement a little too broad. You're disagreeing with being in the town you're living in from time to time.
Yeah, I think so. I think that is it.
You know, it's easier to hear Ariel give you information.
It is. I've noticed that, Shia. I'm sorry.
Because she said the same thing I said, just slightly different. And you find the reasons why what I'm saying isn't accurate, but it's really quite accurate. See, you are homesick in a way for Philadelphia.
Huh.
She doesn't agree with that either. Okay. I'm failing here, honey. Help me out.
Well, you are. There are aspects about working in a more of a metropolis that you're homesick for, that it is a smaller community, that it is more challenging to break in, that there perhaps is more insularness or more suspicion. It's not... You're going to have to introduce what you do as opposed to people come searching for that modality?
You are a bit of a no.
Yes. Well, and it's
I got a yes out of you.
What you had said earlier about Ariel says it's just a tweak different, and I agree, but I disagree with you. I saw that just now.
Well, the other... You know, when Shai said you're disagreeing with being on that coast, the subset of that is that you wouldn't be on that coast or in the town you're in if it wasn't for your husband's job.
And so, in a way, I'm making it softer than it is. You're fighting with your husband, because if you're not wanting to hear what I say, you're not wanting to hear what he says. See, I don't have an intimate relationship with you other than one of friendship, and because I know you. And so there's no reason why you should disagree with what I'm saying if you're listening. Were you listening? She's helping you out here.
I so love kids so respond to parents when they feel a little stressed. And so she's demonstrating that, and I love that. But then I started talking, she was quiet.
The interesting thing is, in the beginning of the show, we were talking about listening. And listening isn't about agreeing or disagreeing or even thinking about what's being said. It's about hearing it. So if you actually heard what I said, I'd say, hey, you know, you're stressing yourself because you think you would be better off somewhere else. But you've always thought you'd be better off somewhere else. That's the nature of humanity.
Yeah.
And you're personalizing when I speak to you as though it's only you I'm speaking to. I'm speaking to anybody out there who's listening, because it applies. See, our approach isn't psychotherapeutic. We're not about fixing people. It's all about when you get into current time, into mommy, this moment of your life.
Mommy, life is fun,
isn't it? What's her name?
Remind us your daughter's name.
I'm sorry?
Can you remind us your daughter's name?
Oh, her name is Lucinda.
Lucinda to the rescue.
I knew it was an L word. Well, you know, the other thing, too, I could go back to how we went about writing the five books and how each of them got easier and more fun the less I tried to get it done or get it over with or drive it to completion. But I don't have to go that far back.
But you see, we realized that we were talking about hey, on a walk.
I know, and every time she speaks, you guys cut out.
Yeah,
I can't hear what you're
saying. She saves you from us.
That's all right. Everybody else is hearing it.
Yeah. So on our walk, we were talking about that what gets between people and having fun in their lives are their goals, are their ideas of what a better future will be. So you disregard what you have in current time for some idea of what would make it better. Look, here's the problem. If you had 25 more clients than you have, you're complaining that you have too many clients and not enough time to play with Lucinda.
Yeah, that is something that I've thought about.
You know, so maybe
like,
that's one of the reasons.
This moment and time with her.
Yes, that may be one of the reasons your business is not developing.
So you may as well enjoy what you have and continue to give her a really strong base of you so that as you get busier, she won't feel needy like she is a little bit right now.
Yeah.
You know, when Shai and I were on the fishing trip, the last day I discovered how hard I had been working, that the cast was tiring because I was adding more effort than was needed to accomplish the task, which made it more fun once I discovered how to
relax.
Have an economy of movement, to relax, and not try and get anywhere, just move. And the weird thing about spay casting, because it's a two-handed, very long fly rod, but it's a whole system.
It's about 13 feet long.
The thing that has it work is to go slowly. And that is so opposite
no
of
force.
My idea.
The slower you go, in a way, the further the fly line flies.
So, since you're leaving there shortly, why don't you enjoy until Sunday and luxuriate in the slow nature of it? You may be shocked at how much you get accomplished. For sure you'll enjoy your daughter.
Right. And if you just do one thing at a time rather than thinking about... See, you spend a lot of your time, Andrea, thinking and worrying about how to get your business to grow. And in your thinking about it, you miss out on Lucinda growing up right in front of your eyes, learning a new word.
You know, sometimes I give myself a day in the office where I put myself on vacation. And I only do the things I feel would be fun to do. And so I do these activities because they're fun, not because they need to get done. And then if it stops being fun, I go do something else. And then that's become a really amazing way to go about activities in my life in general. Everything then is fun. It's not a chore.
And when I get there, things will be better. We have another caller. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, too. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah.
And if you get a chance while you're on the East Coast, come visit.
Oh, I'm going to be up at Creativity and Intuition.
Awesome!
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So Philadelphia, coming in from Pennsylvania. There you go. Awesome.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, we have another person holding. Let's take
Greg.
Katya. No, we got Katya.
Oh, we got Katya.
Yeah.
Oh, Katya.
Hello. Hi, Shaya. Hi, Ariel.
Hello, darling.
Hey, it's so great to hear your voice, and all of a sudden I feel more centered.
Well, that's great.
See, Cheryl, if you're still listening, that's what we're talking about. You get centered, and your boss who's connected with you gets centered, too, just by listening to you. This doesn't take a lot.
What can we do for you, Katya?
Yes, I'm in my office, and, well, I could see how much my mind was chattering today, and I was, like, absorbing a lot of emotion from the people around me, and then I tried to answer all those emotion by myself, and then I said, well, I will ask Ariel and Shaya about this, and then I gave me answers, and I said, I cannot ask this, and so that really drives me crazy. And
well, slow down for a second.
I Slow also down. Recognize
Katya.
That I'm in this.
Katya.
Yes.
There we go. First, slow down a little bit.
Now, yes. Here's the thing.
Yes.
You have emotions in you. Where are you calling in from?
I'm sorry, the line, I tried to make it louder.
Where are you calling in from?
I didn't quite catch what you said, Chaya.
Where are you calling in from?
She hears
from
one.
The office.
And where is the office? In what city? In what country?
I'm sorry. I'm calling in from Hamburg, and I'm working here at the trade fair exhibition ground.
Okay. In that Hamburg, Germany?
Pennsylvania?
There's a Hamburg, Pennsylvania. Is that where you're calling from?
No, I'm calling in from Germany in Hamburg.
Oh!
Can you see how ahead of yourself you are?
Yes.
Okay, so slow down a little bit more. Here's the thing. People are not causing your emotions. And if you can get this one little thing, those emotions are your emotions and you're blaming other people for them.
Yes. So if you have a tuning fork of well-being and you ring
strike it,
it'll ring well-being near you. But if you have a tuning fork of sadness or anger and
or
you
upset.
Have anger and upset in you, it'll resonate in you as well.
Now, here's the thing. Even if people are annoyed or upset around you, if you're well, you do not have to go there. But you see, you blame other people for how you feel. And that will keep how you feel, the things you don't like about how you feel, in place.
When we went to work in Cambridge last, which I don't believe we've done a live show since then, we had two flights back-to-back, night-to-night, cancel.
On our way there.
On our way there. So it took us about 40 hours to get there.
Opposed to eight.
And we actually, when it canceled, standing in line waiting to
rebook,
we had fun. And there were people in front of us. There was one woman who was crying and screaming and stomping her feet as if that was going to get her a flight to her destination any sooner or was going to motivate the customer service people to bend over backwards to help her. And what Shia just said, I'm just underlying what Shia just said, which is people can be upset around you, but if you're in the midst of well-being, you don't have to go there. I didn't have to get upset with her.
But if you were already upset, Ariel, then her behavior would be upsetting to you.
And the woman that had been dealing with her was getting ready to leave, and somebody was yelling at me to go stand in front of her, and I knew she was leaving. It's like I didn't have to get upset either direction. If you're being here, Katya, you can have well-being, and life can be fun even in tumultuous circumstances.
Now, look, can you join us after the break?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, because we're not done with you yet, but we have to take a break. And actually, we want to take a break because that's the way the program goes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, when you want what you got, it's fun.
That's right.
So come on back.
And don't miss
the fun of
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Tonight in Kansas City, there is a Say Yes to Your Life meetup. So if you are in the area, you should join Jen and the wonderful folks there, Ann and Jen and all the folks there, for the Say Yes to Your Life Kansas City meetup. And also, since we're speaking to Katya, we are coming to Hamburg, Germany in the fall. We're doing the Freedom to Breathe on October 6th. And a life full of joy, every moment counts, on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, October 7th through 9th. If you want to know about all of the things that we have upcoming, including the meetups and the articles of the month, if you want to get a taste of excellence and you're not yet on our email list, just go to our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com/Taste of Excellence.
Or you can just click on the link on the main page. You'll get a video, you get a special article, you get a question and answer, something that somebody wrote in and we've answered, and you'll get to be on our newsletter, the Excellence Club. So TransformationMadeEasy.com/Taste of Excellence. We're with Katya.
Hey, Katya. Welcome back.
Are you there?
I'm sorry.
There you are. Are we having fun yet?
Are you having fun yet?
Uh-oh. Oh, she dropped off.
She dropped off.
Well, she may call back. Hopefully she's having fun in the hinterlands.
Yes.
But we do have another caller. So let's take him, shall we?
Okay. Hey, and if she calls back in...
Well, we can take her toward the end of the show.
Right.
Hey, Greg, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey!
Hi. Where are you today?
I am in Clifton, New Jersey.
Ooh, we drove by there yesterday.
I know that you have a girlfriend, but wow, you sound so handsome that there are a lot of people out there who are sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
What can we do for you today, sir?
So, recently, sometimes I find myself getting a little stuck and having a little trouble having fun.
Yeah, you're driven. You have an idea of where you need to be by now in your career, and you're striving to get someplace rather than discovering how to be where you are as though it were your idea.
Yeah.
And that's the essence of it, Greg. I mean, really, see, when you are doing what you're doing like you want to do it, it's fun. But when you're doing it like it's a chore or oh, I do this to make money so I can do my other thing, it's no longer fun.
The other thing is, we know that you have a really good work ethic. And sometimes that includes the idea that taking time off is frivolous or a waste, or you're missing something, or you're not going fast enough.
And I bet you when you take time off, you don't drop those projects you have going on. You work on them in your thoughts.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Trains you.
Do you ever find, like, when you're with your girlfriend, she'll start talking about something and your mind will skip off to code at work or a new beat that you're working on with your music, or, like, you skip out of where you are to work on your pet projects?
Yes, yes.
Well, first of all, I shall announce next week's show. It's called Congratulations, You're Normal. Well, yeah, if you notice you're doing that and bring your attention back to her or your surroundings or whatever you're doing, you'll start to, the smells in the air, you'll start to access fun. Because if you're not having fun, you're either going somewhere or resisting something.
Right.
Or punishing someone.
Yeah.
Right. I think I've been trying to get somewhere.
I'm sure you have. As if where you are is not enough for the right place to be. But you see, second principle of instantaneous transformation. You can only be exactly where you are and as you are in this moment of your life. So you're everything, and that means that you could only be exactly where you are and as you are in any previous moment of your life. So you're doing it perfectly. The only person that doesn't know that is you.
You know, your profession, Greg, is one that makes this a little more challenging, but a lot of people stop having fun because they never allow themselves the opportunity to be unimportant. And what I mean by that is to unhook from the grid where you're up on social media, on Facebook, checking emails. There's a constant pull.
Input.
To have input or for you to have output. And if you allow yourself to let that go, and just be where you are. One of the things that always is striking for me when we go and we unhook from the grid is that when we come back, we accomplish so much more in a shorter period of time than if we keep grinding forward. And my mental structure is to keep going.
You know, we went for a walk today because we took our car in to be serviced. And we never walked in that area of town because it's sort of outside of town. And we walked up this hill. And this hill kept going higher and higher, up and up and up. So what we thought was a walk became a real hike. But you know something? We had fun with it. And it was a great workout. It was not a problem as long as we were there.
Now, it could have been a problem in that I suggested we go there. If Shai was like, well, look what you got me into. Or if I indulge in, oh, wow, maybe I shouldn't have done this. He might not. You know, when you start having a conversation about what you've already chosen as opposed to doing what you're doing.
And then you edit yourself for what you've embarked upon, and you don't have any fun. And I believe, Greg, that you do that frequently in your life. As you're engaged in something, you have thoughts like, I should be doing something else.
Right, right. Yeah.
You also have...
I'm glad you said right, yeah. You thought about it for a moment.
But that's okay.
I can deal with that.
You have thoughts about what it means to be a business person and what it means to be a man. And then you're doing being that also. Because, you know, Chaya, as you're talking to him, I'm reminded of the story you told me about when you were a young guy being out in the ocean with these two older guys who were hooting and hollering.
Oh, yes. I was a lifeguard when I was a kid on the beaches of New York City. You know, there are areas that are on the Atlantic Ocean, like the Far Rockaway is a beach on the Atlantic Ocean. And I was a lifeguard from the time I was 17 until I was 25. And one day, I was probably 18 or 19 years old, there were these, it was a cold day and I had my parka on and I was standing there by the lifeguard tower. I saw these two old guys. They were probably 30 or 40, maybe even 50. I don't know. They were
old
because I was a kid and they were having fun. They were making strange hooting sounds. And you know something? I got embarrassed for them. I got embarrassed because I had such a clamp on my life about self-expressing myself, you know, where I was afraid of doing my life wrong because I was trying to be a great role model for myself.
You have a dog, don't you?
My family has a dog.
Okay.
I recently,
you can adopt it for now.
Well, because you live in a two-family home, so you live near your family, so they have the dog, and you have easy access to it, right?
Yes, I do.
Do you ever get down there and make stupid doggy noises too? Like, oh, you're just so cute. You're just such a wonderful dog.
Yes.
More of that.
Do more of that.
You could use some silliness.
You know, there's this tube that our life goes through that is constricted, and you have to push initially to get the flow of a communication and self-expression going. And so you suppress yourself rather than express. So if you play with your dog more, you'll build a tolerance for self-expression.
Now, we saw or heard a research thing recently about what happens when people start getting the things they want. Like, when you don't have anything, you take risks. And you're allowed to live wide and large and try things and do things and make exciting leaps.
But when you start getting stuff,
like your girlfriend or your apartment in place or your career,
your job
starts moving.
Right. Then you get careful.
And careful is not fun. We're not more like cautious. You're being cautious.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, man, you're so serious.
I want to hear how you talk to your dog.
Give us a little.
Oh, who's a good girl? That's my Sophie girl.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Ashley.
Do you ever say, oh, good Ashley, that's a good girl?
No, I do not.
Oh, you should try that. See what happens.
Oh, yeah.
You might get something from it. But hey, we gotta take Katya because she called back in. So,
and it was lovely speaking
with
you.
Yes, thanks so much for calling, Greg.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, man. Hey,
okay.
Katya. Bye.
Bye.
Katya.
Katya.
You back?
Katya.
Did we lose her again?
Hello, hello.
Well, how fun is that?
Okay, well.
You know when you say yes to whatever's happening, it is fun?
Well, I can talk for.
I can too. You know, coming up in September also is our Practical Enlightenment course in New York City. I'm really happy about that. That's going to be fun. Everything we do is fun. Monday Night Alive. We're happy to be back. We're there next Monday.
Yes.
The next international call is on August 9th. All these things that I wouldn't have had a chance to say. Wow. Like, are you having fun with this show? Share the show.
Yeah.
Share the fun. Oh, my goodness. You know? One of the things that Shia saw and I saw when we were at the end of this trip, the beginning and the end, we went through Vancouver, British Columbia, and along the road were blackberry bushes.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody was eating them.
Nobody picked them.
So we were going through and we were remembering that part from our relationship book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, about a berry picker's guide
to dating.
And that sometimes bright and shiny isn't the best. You want the ones that are kind of dusty looking.
Little dull in color.
And they just fall off the vine. And we were picking them and eating them. And oh my goodness, it was like a little.
It was so much fun.
It was fun. But if we thought that our fun started when we got to our, quote, fishing trip.
Or our destination.
We would have missed that. We would have missed the amazing going into foodie world and being the only Caucasian people among thousands
of Orientals. It was very
awesome.
Wild, man.
Oh, my goodness. We had to end the show, right?
Yeah, we ran out of time.
We did.
Yeah.
But we had fun.
Oh, we definitely had fun. I hope you had fun, too.
We're going to be back next week. So
come on back.
Yeah. And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.